Let me know when you're back, okay?
Oh, it's Jim.
Hello.
Hello, this is Jim.
Hello, Jim. This is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Hey, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. I am one of the senior project managers over here, and Max informed me that I wanted to get in touch with you in regards to the project, and you were having some troubles regarding the forms.
Yeah, no, I couldn't open up any of that stuff from that all those attachments that you sent me, and I thought maybe I can just give you the answers you're looking for, and we can move
forward.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We can go that way. I can have the form filled out while I am on call right now. I can sure take the details.
Okay, good.
Sure. Just give me one quick second. Let me open up the brief form. And
Josh,
how's your day
where are you
going so far? We're
all
based
my
in New York City, New York.
Josh, all of my days are good. Just some are better than others.
Glad to hear that, and I'm very happy that you're a very positive person. So positive vibes, when you spread them, it makes the other person's day positive as well. So thank you so much for that.
Well, tell me a joke, will you?
I'm really bad at jokes, though, you know.
Okay. Do you know what holy water is?
What would that be?
Holy water is something you douse or bathe yourself in so that God looks down on you in favor.
Yep.
That's what holy water is.
Holy water. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you know how they make it?
Nope.
They boil the hell out of it.
That was a good one.
There you go.
Okay.
Now you got a joke you can share.
Absolutely. That is one thing that I'm surely going to share with Max as well when I get in touch with him. And also the only joke that I have on my end would be a knock-knock joke.
Okay, let's have it.
So, knock-knock.
Who's there?
You.
You-who.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo. There you go. Good for you. That's
okay,
improvising.
So
that's adapting. That's overcoming.
Thank you so much for that. And the author's name going to be?
I'm Jim.
Filling out the form on my end.
Yeah, the author's Jim Everett.
Okay, perfect. Jim Everett. Updated. And what would be the title of the book?
Well, the working title that I've got right now is Under Pressure. The life and sometimes of plain sight.
Okay, perfect. And do you have an estimated idea about the page count that would be on the book?
There's about 55,000 words. I have no idea how many pages it'll be. I would imagine that depends on how big the book is, right?
Perfect, perfect. And what's the current status of the book? Is it like complete? Is it a basic idea? Or what would be the current status?
Oh, no, I think it's pretty complete.
Okay, perfect. Let me have that taken care of. And what would be your primary objective with the book? Like, would it be entertaining readers, having a creative expression, or what would that be?
Well, it's a memoir, so it's, you know, it's my story, or a bit of my story, I should say. And, you know, in the introduction, I write about why I wrote the book, and it's really about letting my children know who I was and who I am. And my wife is the one who's been chewing on me to write this book for 30 years. So
okay.
I'm sure that people will be relatively entertained by this.
Perfect. And what's a brief idea about your book? Can you give me a brief summary what the book is all about? Like, what's the main context or the plot of that?
Well, the main context of this book, it's not an autobiography, but it's a memoir. There's probably 36 stories from my life, whether they were when I was a child on the farm, when I was growing up in school, all the trouble I got into, how I got out of it, you know, going to work as an underwater demolition technician, being recruited by the working for the government for 14 years, and how I met my wife, and going forward, and then the last part is, you know, I was asked to write down some views and points of view on different things, and that's what I did. So I'm really looking forward to somebody critiquing this book, you know. Because the
Perfect.
Couple of people who
Perfect.
Have... The couple
and,
of people, I have a little brother, a baby brother, that is a PhD in theater. He's a professor out in San Diego. And he's fairly well connected in the theater and movies and all the other stuff. And he's read a couple of the chapters of my book, and he's like, Mike, I'll get these people, and they will probably make a movie out of a couple of these stories, you know? And I'm like, okay. No, it doesn't matter to me. It's not really what I was looking for, but okay. You know.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I got this. And if you have to let us know what would be that particular part where you think your book needs most of the work, would there be something like book evaluation, development, polishing the writing, any transition or something like that?
Well, I had 6 years of high school. So my writing is very rudimentary. And I'm sure, you know, I would hope that my punctuation, you know, it just needs to be cleaned up, sure. And if recording or I need to change something, I would be expected to say, Jim, this doesn't read well. It needs to be changed maybe more to this. And I'll be like, okay, hey, whatever, you know. Don't think, you know, don't proceed from the assumption that I have this giant ego to bruise. I do not, okay?
I gotcha. And thank you for all these details. This was just the thing that I wanted on my end. And I'm just going to be filling out. Just give me 1 second. Okay, and I'm just going to be filling out the book cover form. 1 second.
Now, the book cover,
I've got
an idea about what I'd like to have the cover look like.
Sure, sure.
You know. Do you know what a diving helmet is?
I'm sorry, your voice got cut off. Can you come again?
Do you know what a diving helmet is? If I were to tell you Mark V diving helmet, right?
Sure.
What I'm looking for this cover is the name of the book and the name of the center, a Mark V diving helmet, and then attached to it, a black bag with a drawstring around the collar. Because I did a lot of black bag operations for the federal government for years.
Okay. I'm sorry your voice is breaking in between. I did got the idea that you mentioned that it should be a Mark V diving helmet, and you said something around the helmet. Can you come again on that?
No. Something that's attached to the bottom of the helmet, like a black bag, okay, that's got a drawstring that's kind of tied in a bow, so to speak, around the very bottom of the helmet. When you pull it, or whoever does the artwork, if they call me, I'll be able to direct them how to do that, you know.
Perfect, perfect. We can look into that as well. I'll share the basic idea with them as well, and then I will have them get on call with you as well in case there's any confusion in that. So I'll surely take care of that.
Okay.
And can you let me know what would be the trim size of your book? Would it be a 6x9, 8.5x11?
I don't know what's standard.
Okay, so if you're writing, if you want a smaller book, which would be a little bigger than the pocket size book, then that would be a 6x9. But however, if you wanted a bigger book, that would be an 8.5x11. So let's just do that one thing. Let me have my writing team evaluate the whole manuscript, and once they go through that, whatever the best trim size would be for your book, we'll take care of that. And we'll surely ask you for your suggestion as well. All right?
That'll be fine. So now how do I get my manuscript to you?
Okay, so once you go on the same portal which you used to reply to us, where you mentioned that you can't seem to open your attachment, so once you go on that portal and you click on Add Reply, it's going to give you an option to attach the file as well. Just like you attach on emails, you can simply attach the file over there or just drag and drop, and we'll get the manuscript.
Okay. And that's to you, Josh, right?
You can just simply attach it to Frank, who is within my same team. I'm the senior project manager, and I lead a team of a couple of project managers to whom I assign the project. But Max told me that I personally wanted, he wanted me to get on call with you, so that's one of the reasons why I got on call and wanted to get your idea about the book and everything as well. So I will have Frank drop you a message.
Okay, what I'm looking for here is just to have, not necessarily you, but whoever's really going to be doing the book with me, so that I can speak to that individual directly, and we can bounce ideas off of each other. That's really what I'm looking for.
For sure. We can take it that way. So what you can do is, once you assign the manuscript, let me break down the timeline to you as well. So once you assign the manuscript and you share that with me, I'm going to have my writing team go through the manuscript, and in case there's any sort of confusion or any guidance that they need, because at times it could be possible that they need some sort of correspondence from your end, like that, for example, that, hey, James, this is something that we think could be worked more better, and if there's any sort of correspondence, we're going to get on call further. Either that's going to be Frank from my end, or either that's going to be me who's going to take over your project, and we surely have this correspondence, because I really like the idea of being in touch with the client to make sure that the quality is maintained throughout. So I'll have that issue taken care of for you as well.
Okay, wonderful. All right, well, a little bit later this afternoon, I'll try to get that. I have it in a Word file. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. That sounds great to
me. All right, well then, in a little while, I'll try to get back online and get that downloaded to, you said Josh, right?
Yep, Josh.
Okay, all right.
Sounds great. And in case you ever want to have a word with me as well, you can simply drop a text to Max as well. I'll give you a call from my end as well. It was a pleasure speaking to you, Jim.
All right, I look forward to maybe hopefully meeting you one day.
Likewise. Take care of yourself, Jim. Have a wonderful day.
Enjoy your day, man.
You as well. Bye-bye.